is Joanne Bolt, and I am intent on helping women stop playing small in their businesses, get out of the messy middle, and into profitability. I'm a Southern mama with a snarky attitude who built a $56 million real estate empire just to prove I could, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure immersive coaching business, all while sipping coffee in my fuzzy slippers. Together, we'll uncover the tried and true tactics to building a business you love while giving you the real deal on how to make them work for you so that you can get out of your way and into action. Is it all rainbows and unicorns? No way. So put your big girl panties on and get ready, because we'll dive into it all. From failures to success to money and emotions and everything in between. Think of this as your girlfriend's guide to business. Grab your coffee or pour yourself a punch bowl of wine, because this is the B Word Podcast. Well, folks, the countdown is on and Christmas is less than 10 shopping days away. So this episode is going to get a little bit different because I'm not giving you business tips on running your real estate biz or any other business that you're running. I'm going to give you my 2022 entrepreneur gift guide, because I bet there's a lot of you that are still looking for something fun and fabulous to give your favorite entrepreneur friend this holiday season. If gift giving is your love language, well, you've probably had your items stocked, wrapped, and under the tree since right around Thanksgiving. But I'll be honest, I've let time slip by me this year, and girl, I'm waiting to the last minute and I am praying that Amazon Prime can get my items to me on time. So let's dive in to some of my absolute favorites to both get and give. The first is Camp Craft Cocktails. Have you seen these little guys out in the store lately? They almost look like little mason jars, but really they're jars with the items that you need to make a fun cocktail in them. So freeze-dried fruits and bitters and things like that. They don't have the alcohol in them, but they are the perfect go-to for anyone on my list because they have so many varieties. Sweater Weather is my current favorite. I haven't seen that one last year, and so I think it's a new one to this year, and you can add vodka to it. It's got like little marshmallow things in it. Oh my God, it is so good to sip on in front of the fire. Just be warned that you have to put the alcohol in it and let it marinate for a day or two before it gets really good, but you can use these little guys twice. So fill them up with your alcohol of choice two times and make it last a little bit longer. The best part of these cocktail creations for me is they've gotten super popular. So you don't have to order them from the Camp Craft Cocktails website. You can actually find them in a lot of your little like specialty boutiques around town. Easy to pick up and easy to pack, ship, wrap, and give. Oh, and did I mention that this company is woman-owned? Yep. So by purchasing these nifty creations, you're supporting a woman-owned business as a bonus. The second thing on my list, Olive and Coco. Olive and Coco is a company, they're found online, and they deliver these amazing boxes with all these little bitty treats that are wrapped up in individual packages within. Jeff's company sent him a box last year, and I had never heard of them before this, but ever since then, I have been a huge fan. The boxes are on the pricier side, so you can expect to pay around $100 or $150 for one. But these aren't tiny little boxes. They're pretty big, folks. And the tasty snacks and treats that are filled inside them are a good variety of sweet and salty, gluten-free. It's got a little bit of everything. And they come in a true box, like the wooden kinds, not a cardboard one. So when you're opening it, it feels like a super special moment. And if you're sending them from your personal business, you can even have your logo burnt into the front of the box so you can brand it as well. If you're not into fun snacks and treats, you can always browse their collection of candles, pillows, floral arrangements, or my personal favorite, the holiday gnomes. I love gnomes, and I've got these little guys all around my house. They pop up almost on the daily. My kids love to go find them. Third on my list, cute wine glasses. All right, now if you have been around me for a hot second, you know how much I enjoy a good glass of Cabernet, or Prosecco for that matter. So my collection of wine glasses is somewhat legendary. I'm constantly on the hunt for new ones that fit my hand well, have an interesting pattern or shape, or are just plain fun to drink out of. I mean, it could be because I'm always having to replace the ones in my cabinet because my friends drop and break them all the time. But if you've got a wine snob on your hands, consider selecting a glass for them that may not already have in their wine cabinet. You can always pair it with one of your favorite bottles too, and maybe help them discover a new wine to drink. And I have got links to some of my favorite ones in the show notes. So head there if you want some easy, clickable ways to order some wine glasses. All right, number four, travel ring lights and lavalier microphones. You may not have thought of this one for your favorite entrepreneur, but seriously, it's like the gift that keeps on giving. Every one of us has discovered that social media is one of the best tools of the trade, but many of your entrepreneur friends are either afraid of getting on camera or they think they need a professional video crew to make an on-the-spot video. I have found that by carrying a lavalier microphone in my purse and a small travel ring light that you can clip onto your phone easily, I can make a video whenever I'm inspired. These little gadgets are small and portable. They clip right onto the phone. You can fit them in your purse or heck, possibly even your pocket. How cool is that? Best of all, they're affordable. There is no need to break the bank here. So if you need to go on like the $30 or below route for your friends, number four, the ring lights and microphones, that's a good one. Number five, a daily page planner. I love this planner because it doesn't help you map out just your workday or your work obligations and events. It lets you see the whole picture of who you are as a person. You can keep track of your personal stuff too, from your goals, your water intake. You can do meal planning in it, creative brainstorming, all the things. They come in like 6 month increments. You might have to buy two of them. And I've, again, put a link on the show notes, but I absolutely love it. And every time you buy one, they plant a tree. So then I feel like I'm giving back to the environment at the same time. To go along with that daily page planner, number six on my list, the Journal of All Journals. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Jenna Kutcher, and I was introduced to her book, How Are You Really?, earlier this year. It's quickly become one of my favorite ones because it really lets you know that everyone goes through things and everyone is on the struggle bus at times. She actually has a journal that goes along with her book, though, and you can fill it out. 5 minutes a day is all it takes. It's kind of like having a therapist on paper. So if you're not a journalist like I never was, consider ordering this for your entrepreneur friends, or heck, even for you, because you never know, it might just brighten someone's day to get out their thoughts on pen and paper so that they can move on with their life. All right, guys, happy holidays. I hope this gift giving guide helped you if you've been kind of stuck in the whole, oh my gosh, it's only 10 days and I still have to finish my shopping. Or drop into my Instagram at It's Joanne Bolt DM. Tell me what your favorite little gifts are, because I'm always looking to add to my go-to list.